Proclamation number 6197 of 24th of February, 1955. Returning the spiritual to God. Free will. Immense periods of time were involved until the spiritual substance, which once voluntarily distanced itself from me, was again in the state of free will, which I had to keep bound if I wanted it to come so far closer to me again in order to receive free will back from me. The previously free will became its undoing because it decided in favor of my adversary and would never have turned to me as long as this adversary was still able to determine the spiritual substance on the basis of the will turned towards him. I took this power away from him and made the spiritual being unfree until there was the possibility to choose between two masters. Until the spiritual being was again able to make a decision itself. Only then did it regain free will. It was an inestimable time for you humans which you had to spend in the bound state, yet it was the only possibility to call you, who are lifeless, back to life again. For you were created in order to live, in order to be active for your own happiness, and this destiny remains with you, and one day you will certainly reach the aim of being blissfully happy again in your original state, because you are close to me and work according to my will and yet are free. The fact that I kept your will bound for an infinitely long time was only a work of my love for you, who did not recognize my love and therefore turned away from me in the belief that you would be loved by the one who dragged you into the abyss. But this one was no longer capable of love, and that he did not want to let go of you is only the expression of his hunger for power. He wanted to rule over the spiritual substance of which he was the producer by using my strength. And because my strength was the original substance of yourselves, you belong to me likewise, and I did not relinquish my right of ownership over you. And therefore found a path which led you back out of the abyss again, albeit in a bound will. But the final decision is left up to you whether you want to reach me and stay with me or strive for the abyss again, whether you spurn my love again as you once did and join the one who is my adversary. I do not force you to return to me, I only make this return possible for you which you would never have striven for of your own free will because my adversary prevented you from doing so. Yet you have to bear an overwhelming responsibility in earthly life as a human being, where free will is returned to you and thus you are to make the final decision. For the endless long time of your ascent from the abyss in bound will may have been covered by you in vain if you now fail as a human being. And again you can be granted this endless long path of development in bondage and torment. But also final freedom and unalienable bliss can be the success of a right decision if you return to me in free will, from whom you once originated. Amen.